This is Anime Afterlife Podcast, episode 18. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our co-host, Vincito.
Hi.
And our manga specialist, King of Arts.
Hey, look what time it is.
Look what time it is. Look what look the what time, time is. Is.
Look at the time.
Look at the time.
And our new host, Gabe, or Asian Sensation.
I thought we were doing a sound check. I'm sorry.
It's no. Like... I don't even know what those are anymore.
We do it live.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's get to the news.
We're still doing this shit?
I thought, go to me first.
I thought
go
we agreed on this, Dave. Since I don't have any news, we're never taking this segment ever again.
Just do it quickly. We'll get it over with.
Everyone go. I don't give a shit.
All right. Let's go to Gabe.
For news?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
News, right? Okay. Geo... the famous horror manga that Vincito hasn't read, so Gio. He can't do this article. Whatever. Giant. It's getting an anime from an anime studio I've never heard of before.
What? How the fuck have you not heard of Ufotable? What's wrong with you?
I've never heard of it.
Oh my
Wait,
god.
What's this manga called again?
Gio.
It's a horror whatever. Manga, so you probably have never read it.
Oh, it's a horror. I thought you said harem.
Oh. No.
I'll add Gio to my top five, actually.
Yeah.
In other news, Vincito has impressionations about stuff. Let's
a hard, yeah. Hardy har. Make fun of my one mess up when I talk.
No, you've had a lot more. Oh. Like Avatar the Last Airbender.
Stop bringing up old wounds! Fuck!
And I guess I'll get into my news.
Wait, what about King?
Yeah, what about King?
Well, it can go if you want. What do you have, King?
There's a new teaser for the new Thundercats remake. And it sucked.
But you know it's going to be not good.
Actually, it kind of looked Thundercatty, so I don't know what to think about. It actually looked Thundercatty, so.
Would you really consider yourself
Thundercat.
Not old enough to watch Thundercats again?
No, I would watch it. I love Thundercats. Forget that nonsense.
Okay.
It had everybody. The teaser had, you know, Wile E. Coyote. It had everybody. Chitara looked. I like how new Chitara looked, but
I have to watch the trailer now because it has.
I don't like the way the new Lionel looks. He looks stupid.
What do you mean he looks stupid? He looks stupid in the original.
Shut up. He looks stupider. How about that?
Okay, I can see that happen.
And I like how Tiger looks.
What about that little Tiger. Guy? What's his name?
Yeah, Snarfro's in it.
Okay, nice.
But they use like this opera or like orchestra music for the teaser.
Hollywood music so, trailers.
I don't know. It's going to appear on Cartoon Network, though. So.
I'm going to go flip a coin That's our, again.
But yeah, Thundercats is done by 4°C, so...
Wait, Studio 4C?
Yes, 4°C, you fool.
It's 4C? I've never heard anyone say 4°C.
Who says 4C?
I just said it a second ago.
It's 4°C. There's no
oh my gosh, you...
4°C.
Just gang up on Venday today, isn't it?
It is.
I can't get anything right.
I'm pretty sure every day is gang up on Venday.
I see.
My impressionation is Studio 4°C.
But they're a good studio.
There's a degree
they
sign.
They make a lot of music videos and short...
The Catherine game, too.
What?
They're working on the new Catherine what? Game, too.
They're helping out with the Catherine game? Game.
Yeah.
4°C did?
Yeah, they're right. Helping it. Yeah.
Stupid.
We have a problem now?
No, I don't have a problem with 4°C.
I like them too. All their music videos are really good. And their anime shorts like Sweat Punch is really good. So, and they did Genius Party too, Dave, that me and you watched.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
Why are there two AJs?
I don't know.
The hell are you talking about? We're doing a show here.
Never mind.
Okay. Is that what you have? Is that all you have, King?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
No, no. You have something, Vincita? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Seriously? You're not?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Fuck you.
Okay. All right.
Catherine's coming in America. That's my news.
There cool. We go.
Shut up. Done.
We all knew it was coming, but now it's official.
That's not anime related.
It's done by Studio 4 to be stealthy, so it is.
Okay. Shenmue 3 might be made too.
Might be made. I thought you were confirming it to me earlier. And now
no, what they're saying, Yu Suzuki came up at the GDC. He's like, I think Sega's letting me make Shenmue 3. And everyone went crazy, but he immediately changed the subject.
Okay. I guess I'll just get into my news then. The winter season anime, Madoka Magica, might be canceled.
No, it's not. Stop that.
I'm just reading what I'm saying off Sengoku Complex. I know they're
I'm
not.
Just, you mean, wait.
You're saying what you're reading.
I know. I'm just saying it's like there are a lot of complaints about this show, and I know like.
I'm just saying.
No. Hey, look. Have you seen this? Have you guys seen this?
What?
Yeah, wait, what? Yeah, I've seen that. I wanted to get one for my car, but I realized my car isn't white, so it would look awkward.
What?
Remember how cute we took over Akihabara or whatever?
No. Here's something. I live in this apartment complex, right? And there's a guy who has this really nice Mustang there, right? I was just looking at his car. And, like, in the little side of his, you know, his windshield, there's a Nerve parking sticker in it. Like, you know, a parking sticker for Nerve.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
It was. I was like, wait, what is that?
Did you talk to him?
No.
Oh, crap. Why don't anyone interesting God. Live near me?
I have to catch up on darkness now. Damn it.
I didn't know darkness had his own end. Oh, yeah, to love. Sorry. Oh, you saw the post. I see. Okay. What were we talking about, Dave?
News. Well,
news.
Yeah. This, I don't know. It might probably not official. You know, it's probably still going to air and whatnot.
You know what? No matter how controversial Madoka Magica is, it will never be better than Princess Tutu as a magical girl anime, no matter how hard it tries. I'm sorry. Shaft just
what's Madoka Magica about now?
It's like a gory horror.
It's a typical magical girl anime.
What with... Gabe said.
Yes. That.
And
I made a joke. It's funny because it's not true.
It's the school days of magical girl animes.
Spoiler.
Oh my god, no.
And let's see. Sadamoto's Evangelion manga will resume in April after a 14-month hiatus. So that'll be something.
You know what I'd like them to resume scandalizing? The fucking Bakano manga, which hasn't updated in fucking 2 years now. I think it's been, right? 2 years?
What? Tell that to freaking Judge.
What about the Persona manga? What the fuck happened to that?
Could have sworn we were doing a news segment.
I know.
I want to read Persona 4. I want Naoto to be in it already. God damn it. At least a cameo.
What do you mean a cameo? She would.
She's not in it at all. So at least just one slight appearance in the manga would be okay.
It's still the beginning. They're fighting, they just beat Chie's shadow at that.
I thought they, they haven't gotten to you. What's her name?
Whatever.
Yukiko, yeah. I almost called her Yumiko.
Okay, Persona tangent.
Okay, well, that's all the news I have that I remotely care about. And I guess that's it for news. So we'll move on to our What Are You Watching or Reading segment. And we'll go to Gabe.
Well, I just finished To Love Ru the other day, so now I'm reading To Love Ru Darkness. And I have to catch up right now because of that post on Sankaku.
What I'm watching?
The newest chapter of To Love Ru Darkness.
The Yuri thing?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And if this show was 1 hour earlier, I would have said I'm still watching Spice and Wolf 2, but I just finished Spice and Wolf 2. So I'll honorably mention that Spice and Wolf 2 is now one of my favorite anime because I love it.
Spice and Wolf is a good series.
Says you.
I'm still watching Brotherhood because I can't watch it.
Because you can never find time to actually finish it, even though you're so close to the end.
I watched 7 episodes today. That's an accomplishment.
Small one.
And that's all I'm watching, actually. I started a few others that I'm going to watch after I finish Brotherhood, but that's about it. Plus all the airing anime since I picked up Level E.
Yay!
Not.
Oh.
And, yeah.
What do you think of Level E?
I think it's interesting. I mean, I didn't want to watch it at first because it kind of seemed, the description kind of seemed lame. But then I saw the first episode and it's a lot different than what I expected.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
looking forward
to it. My favorite arc in Level E was the
kids.
The Power Rangers. That was the funniest fucking shit in that anime.
Yeah.
And I love how they do their like moves. They have to say tongue twisters. It's amazing. The greatest idea ever. Anyway, sorry, Gabe.
No. That's about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Then let's go to King.
All right. I just started reading Torko.
Right now, instantly.
Yeah, like instantly, like right before the show started. I'm on page 42. And I like food, so I guess I'll try and see where it goes. I haven't seen anything that makes me not like it yet.
It's not going to be a Bleach manga, hopefully. Or any typical shonen manga that comes out in Jump these days.
Yeah. And the other thing I read was, wait, let me get the English name because I can't say this.
Oh my god, he's going to talk about that thing he was reading. They like
Blue Rosen.
What?
Blau Rosen or Blue Rosen, whatever. It's about like this girl band, and the lead guitarist of the girl band looks a lot like a guy, right? But she falls in love with the main guy character who looks a lot like a girl, so it's pretty funny.
Dude, that story sounds awesome. I have to read it.
I know.
What's
well,
it called
like,
again?
Shut up.
No.
Blue Rosen.
Okay.
At her school, all the girls like her because she looks like a guy. And at his school, they're gender-based school, so all boys school, all girls school. All the guys like him because he looks like a girl. But when he looks like a girl, right? So he's always getting sometimes, made fun on and hit and stuff like that. Until one day he got beat up because these guys thought he was seducing the teacher to get good grades or something, right? So he went to his father, and his father was like this karate master, and he taught him how to destroy people. So now he can fight and everything. And he calls it switching modes, like, he can go into this evil-looking mode where he still looks kind of like a guy, but when he wants to manipulate somebody, he always switch back to his like girl mode. So he can manipulate people and stuff. So it's pretty funny. But
is that how you spell it, by the way?
But if you get him mad, like he'll go back into his guy form and destroy you. It's weird.
It sounds awesome. I'm more interested in the girl character for some reason, though.
Yeah, she looks like all the members of the girl band look like guys, so all the girls there like them and crap.
Yay! I'm so happy that I found a manga that's basically exclusive for me right now. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And so she, like, they wear boyish clothes and stuff like that. Oh, but since he started out liking her, he confessed to her, right? But, you know, she really didn't think anything. And so one of their lead vocalists of this girl band was leaving. So they had to find a new vocalist. So he, you know, to show that he was interested in her, he wanted to get the job as the lead vocalist of their band and crap. It's weird.
Sounds good. Is it finished?
No, it's not finished. Okay. It's still going. But where they are right now, it's pretty funny. So
I'm definitely
like they just ended one of their major arcs, and it was, you know, it was a good ending, I guess. But it's not over. It was just the ending of that arc. It gets pretty serious, but it's funny a lot too.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to be reading a shoujo manga. That's for sure.
It was on stupid manga boxes, like, what's it called? You should read this thing.
Wait, they have, you know, that?
Yeah, you know, the thing that scrolls at the beginning
when
you
first. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a useful tool now.
So it's like, why? Why is everyone reading this? So I read it, and it's pretty interesting. So. And, of course, I'm still reading things like Iris Zero. Did you read the new chapter?
Me?
New chapter?
I have not even caught up to Iris Zero yet. I haven't even read the first chapter of it.
Iris Zero is getting so serious.
It's really?
So crap. Like, people are starting to lose their irises and stuff because someone's, like, getting rid of everyone's irises. And they think it's him. So everyone is avoiding him again and crap. And, like, writing crap on his desk and stuff. So, I don't know, Exorcist, stuff like Iris Zero. That's what I've been reading.
Alright. Then, let's move to Ven.
Okay, well, I've been watching a couple shows on... Since I just recently got Netflix, I was checking out the shows, and I saw something that King was talking about a while ago that he recommended me, and it's called Vandrid, and I watched, like, the first couple, four episodes in the first day. I really liked them. It was really, it was silly though. Like it was,
It's really serious. Yeah. It's not serious.
I know. I like that. It's not a simple anime, but it's very fun to watch. Like it's not something you have to sit down and grind your brain to understand, which is very fun to, you know, get your head around. And the jokes they make, like dealing with, because like, men and women don't live together. The jokes they make with like how the women are trying to cope with meeting guys for the first time is kind of funny. So I'm really liking that show so far.
Did you get to any part? How many episodes have you watched?
I've watched the first season. I'm about halfway through. I've watched six episodes.
They've already shown that the Vanguards and the Dreadnoughts can transform.
Can combine. I missed the kind of initial combining, so I don't really understand how they combine because I must have been like looking away at the TV at the time, but when they like combine, they like get into the same chamber or same room or whatever together and stuff. It's kind of
the same cockpit.
Yeah, same cockpit.
Like ever when they went through that dimensional hole, like something happened. So only the main characters met can transform with them.
Okay.
He's like the only one who can do it. So that's pretty funny.
And it's pretty interesting how they explained how men and women reproduce without each other. And I found that really fun. Like, interesting. I like the backstory. I like the backstory. The last episode I watched was the backstory to that one girl, the blue-haired one. I don't remember her name.
Maya?
Probably. I don't remember the name.
She was on my list of top Sunders.
Yeah, I like her. I like her a lot. She's like, I think she's one of my favorite characters in this series so far.
Yeah, I like her. Maya, or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, and other than Vandrid, I started Morihito, Guardian of the Spirit, which is a anime done by the director of Eden of the East and Ghost in the Shell, two animes I really enjoyed a lot. So I thought, you know, I'd enjoy Morihito. And I was right, I do enjoy Morihito. It's really fun to watch.
When did this come out?
It Moribito, I think it's not that old at all, actually. It came out in 2007. Well, I guess that's pretty old, isn't it? But I thought it was pretty underrated because, like, I never heard anyone, like, really talking about it. And it's really good. It's about a bodyguard named I think her name's Balza. And she gets hired by, like, this royal family to protect their son who's been, like, possessed by a spirit or something, like the spirit of water or something like that. And the whole series is basically, like, she's supposed to protect him for the rest of her life. So the whole series is basically following them through, getting through certain situations against, like, the royal guard who are trying to kill him and all that stuff. So it's really interesting and tons of magic stuff going on and all the right stuff that makes an anime good. Other than that, I started the Gantz anime based on fucking Darkness's thing. He was telling me how bad it is, and I thought I would check out Gantz anime, and it was really not that good. Like, it's kind of sucked. So then I decided I'm going to read the Gantz manga, and it was fucking amazing. Like, Gantz manga is probably one of the best mangas I've read. And it's probably not for everyone because it's a cyberpunk manga, and I really like cyberpunk mangas. And I really like the Gantz manga. It was really well done. The story's really awesome, and the characters are... Well, the characters aren't that special, but I really do like the story and the environments and the setting and all the premises and stuff that go on in that series. And it's really good, so that's what I've been watching and reading.
Alright. And what I've been watching and reading for the past week is Yotsuba.
Which Yay!
I'm really getting into. It's pretty funny, and it reminds me of, like, when I used to watch Rugrats, and I see, like, these kids, like, being so naive and coming up with all these crazy stuff, and you just kind of have to, like, laugh along with them. It's kind of funny and silly, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm only some 20 chapters in, but it's pretty funny. I can't, I wouldn't say not as funny as Mofu.
You always say this.
I'm just saying.
How many weeks pass?
You have to keep reading. It's way funnier than Mofu.
All right, I'll keep reading, but I'm really enjoying it.
No matter how much time passes, nothing will change. Apparently.
And for the past few days, I've been reading Battle Royale, which I'll talk about later, but that was a really good read. And I tried getting into Hayate, the first season, and it's not... I can't get into it as other people can. It's just not my cup of tea, I guess.
It's, I like the manga.
Maybe the manga is good, but, like...
What's so bad about it? Because I hear good things about it all the time.
It's not... The humor's not clever, in my eyes. It's, like, it's all gag-worthy. And all
you don't like the talking tiger?
Well, he's cool, I guess, but, like, it's not, like, laugh-out-loud funny. It's, like, kind of just smile and chuckle funny. Like,
it's not Yotsuba funny.
Kind of, but, I mean...
I was there when Dave was reading Yotsuba, and the thing is that Dave, like, what was it? What was the manga called that you were... That you were recommended, and then, like, and then like, we were like, let's read together. And then the manga was, like, very, like, deep and heavy and shit.
Yeah.
And so you decided to read Yotsuba instead.
Yeah, I know. It was Eden, It's an Endless World. And I'm
Eden, It's an Endless World.
It was, like, way too deep. And you said that one guy kept mentioning that, you know, he was gay.
This guy, every panel he was in, says, I'm gay. It was fucking hilarious. He's my favorite character in that fucking thing. But the chapters are so long that I don't think you would be able to finish them. I think the whole thing isn't just one chapter.
So it was very, like, cyberpunky, and I didn't
It was futuristic. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, get into it. It's not, like, it's deep. It's trying to be deep, but it's not that interesting. At least I wouldn't think so. But I don't know, maybe it's...
That's why you went to go read Yotsuba. And I heard you laughing out loud when you were reading Yotsuba. Don't lie to me here. No, I heard you.
I admit I was laughing pretty hard at Yotsuba. Okay. There's pretty good stuff in Yotsuba, because, like, it's... The character is, like, so cute, and she's so naive that, like, everyone's...
She gets to the water balloon part.
No. No, I got.
Did you get to the part where Yotsuba shoots everyone except the women?
Oh yeah, I love that part.
Just the way you worded that is perfect.
Yeah, there are really good moments in Yotsuba, like the Chikadas, where she just like brings in the house and she lets them all out. It's so funny.
That was hilarious. Who caught all these? She did. I love Jumbo.
I'll probably like be reading more of that later tonight. And
I gotta go to Barnes and Nobles tomorrow to go read it.
It's gonna pick up Yotsuba and just start reading it right there.
I picked up like three volumes last time. I was carrying six volumes of Yotsuba. I probably look like an idiot.
You do.
But you, Vince, you mentioned that like there are chapters of Yotsuba that are not released because the scanlators don't.
Recently they stopped scanning Yotsuba online.
Because it got, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for?
No, it's been licensed. What?
Yeah, it's been licensed like somewhere out in America.
It's been licensed in America for a while though.
There's some reason they had to drop it.
Like, there's companies started pushing for certain sites to take down Yotsuba, so Scanlator just kind of just stopped scanning it. And it's been a long time since the last chapter came out, I think. Like, there was a time when there was like a 3-month or 4-month in between on one Yotsuba chapter because of that pressure and stuff that was going on, I think.
How much are they pushing out right now? Like once a month or?
I haven't read the latest chapter came out like in September or something. Or maybe
no, it didn't.
When did the last chapter come out?
Okay. Anyway, that's what I've been reading and watching. So let's go to our review segment. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Sweet. On the flip of 20 coins, I ended up to review.
Is it really 20 coins?
No, like 5.
Okay.
And 2 out of, no, 4 out of, 3 out of 5 was Spice and Wolf.
Yay! God loves Spice and Wolf.
So, Spice and Wolf is a 2-season romance series about a traveling merchant named Craft Lawrence and a goddess, a wolf goddess or
it's
something.
It's gonna be 3 seasons. That was a little late, wasn't it?
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Her name is Holo.
Oh my god, I love you, Gabe. You know what? Because you said her name right.
I mean, I know English and Waseigo says Horo, but you know,
that's
it's
completely wrong since she says her name. Even when she says her own name, it's Holo. Even when she writes this down, it's Holo.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
The way they say it is Horo, but anyway. Yeah. At first, like it's not a very heavy on romance thing. It's very the romance between the two is very subtle, but regardless, it's still a really good romance show. The girl Holo, she's part of a wolf pack that are actually she's a goddess of this village who she promises them good bounty in their wheat harvest every so often, and
in their wheat
pretty
harvest?
Soon.
Yeah,
wheat.
She's like a goddess of good harvest. So like,
yeah.
Wait, were you just
so
asking
like every few years they pray to her and stuff like that, and she promises a good one. But pretty soon the humans they start to not believe in her and think that it's just themselves who's doing good job with the wheat, and so she feels like returning back to her hometown, but she has no idea how to get there, and I don't really know why, but. She's there in that village.
It's like in the north of the fucking country. What are you talking about? Or not even the country, in the fucking continent. I don't know what you're talking about.
How did they don't I don't remember them explaining how she got there and how she doesn't know how to get back, but whatever.
Doesn't matter.
But do you have a reason? What?
Did you watch this anime in English dub or Japanese dub? I'm sorry, this has been bugging me for a while.
I watched both in Japanese, and then I looked into the English, and I thought Holo's voice, even in English, it's really good, but it doesn't fit her.
I thought her English voice fit her more. Actually, her English and Japanese voices are both good. I like her Japanese voice better, but her English fits her so well. That's not even funny.
Well, whatever. So, Kraft, the main guy, he agrees to escort her back to her homeland while he goes on his business ventures. And that's pretty much the whole two seasons. It's Kraft, Lawrence going on, making his business deals and, you know, eventually getting in trouble a few times. But both of them, their romance progresses every single episode. Their romance progresses just a little bit. And the conversation between the two, it at times felt really unnecessary or kind of long-winded for no reason, but there was a lot of scenes that I really liked because they eventually get a lot closer in the anime.
I don't know what you're talking about. Actually, my favorite parts of Spice and Wolf were the conversations that they exchange with each other.
No, some of them were just stupid.
Like what? Like,
for no reason, they just started bantering on about his business ideals. Because I don't think they expected the viewer to really understand how the economy and business works. So yeah. whenever they just started talking about how things would work, I couldn't really follow because I had no idea how
it
worked.
That's a little over anyone's head. If especially since we know very little about the economy of the time that they're living in, and it's kind of
exactly. That's my only problem. And I really like this series. It's my new number 5 as of now. I was thinking of reading the light novels, but none of them were translated because the second season starts at volume 3. There's like 12 volumes out. But I'm hoping for a third season and a fourth and a fifth.
There will be a lot of seasons with Jun Fukuyama and whoever the fuck played Holo in Japanese.
They will all be
licensed by Funimation and given good dubs. Yes.
Ami Koshimizu.
How did you like Kraft Lawrence's dub voice?
I liked it. It actually fit him better.
I know, yeah. That's what I thought, too. I thought
not to say that Fukuyama wasn't good. It's just
Fukuyama is a great voice actor, but I just thought that the English voice fit Kraft so much better.
Like, or I don't know, because Kraft, he makes a lot of witty comments, and the guy who voices him in English...
There was a moment in Spice and Wolf Season 2 where Kraft Lawrence sounded exactly like Lelouch. I swear to God.
Maybe because they're voiced by the same person.
That's the reference I was making. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Never mind. Oh. Forget it.
I'm sorry. Edit that out and it'll be funny.
It's
yeah, Spice and Wolf, really good. Go watch it if you haven't.
It is a damn
thing. And just as a side note, the second opening is better than the first.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
It had more foreshadowing than in Brotherhood first, though. Do you know why? Because everything that happened in the second season was summed up in the opening.
I like the ending to the first season way more than the second season.
I don't know. I actually listened to it, and it was good. So usually I skip through endings. But...
The second season is just not as good as the first?
No.
Everyone
actually says the second season is better than the first one, to be honest.
Wait, like the opening?
Even Gabe, no, just the second season, period.
The opening or the show?
Just the show.
The show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I say that Spice and Wolf 2 is better than the first one. If you were to talk about it individually, which isn't really fair, because... The development happens in the first one, and it sets the premise. So, same thing with Clannad.
It's kind of weird how they... Did you watch the special before you watched season 2?
I watched the specials after.
And oh, no. I mean the OVA, not the specials.
Oh, no. I watched the OVA in the correct order.
Okay, good. Then you know what happened to Nola, or Nora.
But anyway, as I was saying, it's not really fair to judge the first season on its own, because it's supposed to transcend into the second. Same thing with Clannad. But if I were to have to do that, I would say the second one is better.
But it's like going 13 episodes?
Both of them. Well, first one is... No, they're both 13, if you include the OVAs in each one. Or is there a first one? Yeah, it's 13 for both.
Okay.
So I think I was about to say something, but no, never mind. So yeah, that's Bison Wolf.
Did you give it a score?
No, I gave it a 9.
Or out of 5?
Out of 10. Or out of 5? We do 5 on the show?
We do 5 over here. What are you doing? Breaking the
rules. I never listened to the show.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I didn't know we do out of 5. Fine. 4.5 out of 5.
Good. There you go. Nice round.
All right.
Who decided 5 anyways?
That was Dave's idea.
What? What rating system should we go with? What?
Just out of 100. Who gives a shit?
100.
1,000. 1,000.
After a million.
You know.
If it was a million, that'd probably be better as a number score, because then each number is more specific.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like number scores.
192,991.
I mean, your 7 is different from my 7.
Yeah.
A million's a little too much.
Okay. Then
okay.
Let's move to King.
All right. This week, I'm going to review... it's actually a Flash anime. And
oh,
it's
no.
Called...
Oh,
what? Oh, no, sorry. What?
You know what? I've only seen one Flash anime, King, and it was pretty good, but... I have never heard of this one that you're talking about.
All right, shut up then. That's why I'm about to explain it.
Okay.
It's called Zen Session.
Yeah, never heard of
it. And basically, it's like a battle anime, I guess. Is that what you call them? Ones where it's just nonstop fighting and crap.
Well, I've never seen anime with just nonstop fighting.
Okay, well, you know, it's a lot of nonstop fighting. Basically, the story is about, I guess it's sort of in the future, but schools are allowed to go back to using corporal punishment and stuff, right? Okay, you all know what that is, right?
No clue.
Okay. Shut up, you're an idiot then. Basically, corporal punishment is like teachers can discipline the students with, like, you know.
With rulers?
They can spank them in the butt with a ruler.
Dude, that was like my kindergarten shit, man. That was great.
You had it on. You don't even know what it is.
But this is like, it's taken to a new level. Like, all the, like, the teachers are, like, punching the kids and stuff, or, like, bringing their classwork late and crap, like, with their fists and crap. So, the story is about these three main people, basically. It's about... it starts at one school. It's about these two, what they're like called the rulers of the school or whatever. Whatever, they're, you know, the higher up people, the strongest people at the school, the strongest kids at the school, right? And the teachers really don't mess with them because, you know, even though they have corporal punishment, they'll still get their asses kicked by these two kids and crap. And the main character, Zen, he's a transfer student coming from a different school. And it said that he basically took out a whole gang by himself. So they had to expel him because everyone thinks he's like this guy who just likes fighting and whatever. So one of the main kids there, he decides to, you know, kind of test Zen to see how strong he is and see if the rumors are true and whatnot. But what's it called? They end up fighting each other, right? But it's been a while since I've seen it, so it's pretty hard.
Did you watch this when you're doing your whole animated Flash anime run?
Yeah.
Like way back when?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Okay. Yeah, but basically, one of the main antagonists decides that he wants to take down the school. He doesn't like how the school is headed and stuff, so he stages this full out riot. Of all the kids inside the school, like beating up teachers and just going crazy and whatnot. And so this riot, you know, it actually works, and all the kids, they pretty much destroy the school. So they think since the school is done, they'll just, you know, I guess stay home and whatnot or whatever, right? But what actually happens is this other school extends an offer to them. Like, they'll take in all the teachers and all the students, even though they're like trouble students, and go stay at this new school. So, you know, the heads of the old school accept, and everyone's transferred over to this new school. And this new school had it seems all nice and stuff, but it actually is more corporal punishment based than the other school. So all the kids are getting even worse off now than they are. And the school's protected by what they call like the three peers. They're like these group of kids who used to be like troublemakers and stuff, but for some reason, the principal of this new school, he's so strong that, so, I don't know.
I was going to ask.
The principal at this new school is really strong. So he took care of all the troubled kids and he made them like his subordinates. So they're like called the three tiers.
That reminds me of Beelzebub a little bit, because there's this group of students exactly like that in Beelzebub who are kind of like really strong and shit.
The antagonist that started the first riot at the first school, he wants to start another riot at this school, but he's taken out pretty easily by the three subordinates. So he's out for a majority of the Flash anime. And it's a long anime. It's like, I think it's like 20 episodes. Oh. And each episode is like, the first season, the episodes only go for like 5 minutes, but season two episodes, they last for like 15 minutes. So... yeah, it's pretty good.
You know what? This is a lot like Beelzebub. Like, everything that happens is like corresponds to that anime or manga a lot for some reason.
But there's like a fight each episode. It's so ridiculous. And it's a Flash anime. And for the people who did this, they're like Flash gods or whatever. It's so good. The fights are awesome and everything. Like, there's this one scene where one of the top people at the old school, when he gets to the new school, he decides that he doesn't, you know, really want to fight anymore. He wants to join the baseball team and crap, right? So the captain of the baseball team happens to be one of these subordinates, and the principal wants, you know, him to be another one of his subordinates, the second highest guy from the old school. So he says he really doesn't fight anymore, so they're like, okay, let's have a different kind of battle. So since they play baseball, one person stands at the pitcher's mound and one person stands at the catcher's mound. And the subordinate, he hits the baseball towards him with the bat. And then the other guy hits it back. So they keep on hitting the baseball with the bat, creating momentum between the baseball. And whoever misses the swing first is the loser. So it's pretty cool. And like, they're doing all these switch hits with the baseball and with the bats and stuff, like turnaround hits and crap. It's ridiculous. And then there's like this guy who fights like, I think it's called Buddha's palm, where you have your palm extended, you know, just flat and crap.
I think that's what they called in that one movie.
Yeah, I guess. Then one of the subordinates, he used to be a soccer player, and he used to be the catcher in the soccer,
goalie.
The goalie. There you go. But he sucked as a goalie. Like, he can't catch anything. So his hands were pretty much worthless. So the principal came to him and said, you know, you shouldn't use your hands. You know, they're just a liability and stuff. So he taught him how to, like, just fight with his feet. So every time he fights, he puts his hands inside his pocket and he just uses his feet. So it's pretty cool. So there's a plethora of fighting styles, and the story's pretty cool. Like, the main, it's called Zen Chess, and I guess you can say the main character is Zen, but he's not, you know, it's not just about Zen, it's about a lot of people. He doesn't really get a lot of screen time either. He still fights and stuff, but, like, they brought him to the first school to try to, you know, take care of the other kids since they're troublemakers and they knew what he's done. And it turns out that Zen has transferred from, like, school to school for like many years, like for a long time. He'll go and he'll, you know, beat the highest person there, making the school kind of calm down, and then he'll go to the next school, and that's, you know, that's what he does.
Oh, he's like a school crasher or something.
Well, he's like a good guy. These schools are troubled, so taking out the main person there, you know, who's causing all the trouble, really should help calm the school down. But he's always expelled after he does this, because he usually ends up like destroying half the class and stuff like that. So I guess he, you know, it's a good, I guess, I don't know. I would say it was a good reasoning behind what he's doing, why he's destroying all these people, but you know, it's good enough. He's like an anti-hero. He's a, you know, he's a hero, but he'll kick people's ass for some, you know, reasons that are kind of iffy.
I seriously don't know why you didn't don't read Beelzebub. Puppets. This is like exactly like it. Oh my!
That was exactly like it.
Exactly like it. Down to the anti-hero protagonist, to the switching of schools because one got destroyed. To like, oh crap! I just who gives a shit about Beelzebub's story? All that shit. It just the only thing different is that there's a naked baby in Beelzebub that seems to turn you off from the series. Oh, fuck the dirt. Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Lesbians. But yeah,
it's really good. It's the first season is kind of short because I guess they didn't think it was going to be this popular. And so it is actually really popular as far as Flash animes go. Yeah.
I didn't know Flash animes could actually get popular.
Yeah, it's really popular. It has this Flash anime has got them popular enough that they do more Flash animes. Like, there's another one that they've been working on, but I think they ceased it. There's another really good. It was like this mystery one.
Wait, is that where, the one you
yeah, showed you that.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of that. That was really awesome. But like,
yeah,
shit. Oh yeah, I watched the one you're talking about right now. I watched like the first few episodes of it. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about now. I remember now because you sent me both of them, and I was like, you know what, I'll check out them. I checked out a few of first episodes. I like their the one they made after this one though, the mystery.
Yeah, the mystery one is really good. They really increased their like Flash skills when the new one came out. It's like this mystery based one, and
it's kind of like all those thing where you know you a group of people get sent to this mysterious place and you're trying to figure out what's going on. I don't really remember anything that happened in it, though, 'cause it's so long.
Yeah, ago. Basically, this group of people, they woke up in this random place, and they had to solve a puzzle to get to this next room. And then they had to wait till everyone solved their puzzles so they can get... And it's really deep and really smart. Like, you know, if you're good at puzzles, you'll enjoy it. If you like mysteries and crap, you'll enjoy it, so...
Yeah, it's a good watch. I know exactly what you're talking about too. I like them both. They're really good Flash animes. I just didn't know that's what you were talking about. Nice.
Cool. There's a lot of blood in it too.
Yeah, a lot of blood.
I mean, it's battle anime. I guess that's what we call them, right? Battle animes.
I've never seen a battle anime before.
Showing. Fighting all the time, and blood and just punches going everywhere, and you know, fists and kicks and stuff like that.
Fists and kicks.
It's very manly.
Oh yeah, there goes the manly drop. wonder when you were kind of bringing that up.
It's a manly anime, not fight. It's not a manly battle anime.
King so manly. He watches manly anime. That's why he hasn't seen
it. And you read fan fictions of Shizuo.
Ah, oh, here we
and
go.
And speaking of Shizuo and Dara Ra 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 Ra.
The special was pretty cool.
Yeah. Lesbians.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, who's next?
No one. We're done. I'm kidding.
Who's next?
And let's go to Ven.
Fine. Okay. Well, I just finished the series today because I thought that it was time I actually finished this. And the second season just finished up, so I thought I'd finish that too. And what the hell is... I'm going to review Mitsudo Moe. That's what I'm going to review.
That stupid thing about the little kids?
Yes, that stupid thing about the little kids. The anime versions.
The only thing I didn't like about that was the buck teeth.
Yeah, I don't like. No one likes the buck teeth. No one. But First season.
Well, you know, maybe it can be a moe if you consider headless girls a moe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, everyone does. Anyway.
I don't know. I could not get into that show or the manga.
You never... Did you watch the show?
Yes, I watched the first episode.
The heck? No, no, no. Like, I think the... I think... what's it called? The first season, 13 episodes, I think it only starts getting extremely good around maybe episode... 8, maybe? Maybe a little...
There's 13 episodes and it only gets good around episode 8?
Well, here's the thing. Maybe it's episode 6. I really can't remember.
I don't have a problem with it.
Like, the first... I mean, the first few episodes felt a little...
They're okay.
Maybe it's just because I remember... I was coming off... The reason why I was so excited for this anime is because I read the manga and I really enjoyed it. So I was excited for the anime to come out. And I guess I was... So already used to the manga when I started the anime, and I didn't really enjoy the first few episodes as much as I thought I would. Then when I come back to it a few months after it's done airing, and I really start enjoying the anime again, like the episodes are really fun to watch. So maybe that's why I enjoyed the later episodes more than I, you know, was supposed to. But anyway, it's a 2-season anime. First season 13, second season's 8 episodes. There's a special that kind of takes place in between them, not really. But most of the anime just follows the Four Koma manga and their crazy antics. It follows the lives of three, what are they, sixth graders? Sixth grade girls who are triplets.
I thought they were like kindergarten.
No, they're sixth grade.
No, they're sixth grade? No,
yeah, they're sixth graders. Yeah.
No, they're kindergarten.
11-year-olds.
No, yeah.
All of them are 11-year-old.
Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah.
They're 11-year-olds? Oh.
That's like they're middle school, right? That's
no, they're school. Sixth graders. What are you talking
sixth
about?
Sato Shiyabe is just starting his new life as an elementary school teacher.
Yeah,
that's wow. Elementary. I never said okay. They were in middle school.
Okay.
Sixth grade is middle school.
Sixth grade is. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's different in Japan. They have like the weird. Yeah.
Sixth grade not in middle school over here either.
Regardless, I'm pretty sure they're young.
No, they're 11 years old.
Wow.
That's the official diagnosis. Gosh.
Diagnosis. Okay.
Diagnostic.
Yeah.
Okay, gnosis. So what's your impressionation on Mitsudomo?
You know what?
What?
Fuck you. Just fuck it, man. I don't even care anymore. They're sixth graders. Leave it or whatever you
fine.
Want to think it
fine,
is.
Fine.
Sixth graders.
Go on, go on. If you want.
But anyway... Or what the fuck was I talking on anyway now?
You're talking about the dang show.
Yes, the dang show. The dang show was funny. I liked it. It was like comedy in a bag. I was funnier than Pomofu, and I liked it. So I give it a 10.
It's not funny.
I know it's not. But I think I like this. I think I found it funnier, a little funnier than Bakuto Test, to be honest.
Really?
Yes, really? I did. I'm sorry what? For saying this out loud, but I did. I laughed. Out loud pretty hard at a few episodes later
on. I don't get you. I don't get you.
You didn't laugh in Bakuto Test?
I laughed a lot in Bakuto Test. Actually, you know what? Maybe a little less.
Yeah, take back that stupid comment of yours.
Okay, I laughed more in this than Milky Homes. How's that sound? That's a little better?
That's better. I'm satisfied with that.
Okay.
Maybe to Dave. I'm not satisfied. But you don't care about me, so just go on.
I don't think so. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, this not manga. This anime follows the life of the what are they called? What's their last name? Marui triplets, and they consist of three sisters. The youngest being isn't the youngest the scary girl?
Yeah.
And the middle
Hitoha.
Child is the strong.
Hitoha, Futaba, and Mitsuba.
Yeah, the scary, strong, and fat girl. So
they all. Different color hair and eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that happen? That so mom was messing around.
Well,
wait, scary, strong, and fat?
Yeah, scary, strong, and fat.
Don't you mean scary, sadistic, and strong?
What? No, the oldest one is the fat one.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Are we talking about she's the sadist?
Hard. No, yes, she's the safest, but she's so fucking fat later in the series. That doesn't even...
You're fat.
It doesn't matter. She's fatter than me.
Stop arguing. Shut up. Go. Finish.
That's how I will describe
her. Badass.
She is. And
who said that? Just go on.
It badass. Doesn't matter. It just follows their antics and shit and trying to fuck with their teacher and stuff and... Fuck with everyone.
You should reword that.
Do you mean that in the literal sense or the figurative sense?
I'm looking at the picture now. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Take it how you will. Because there's certain suggestive scenes in the anime that would suggest certain things would be happening.
But they have a hamster called Nipples.
They do have a hamster called Nipples that they name Nipples. It's pretty cool. They do a lot of punchlines. The show is... Show's comedy is basically centered around misunderstandings between various characters. Like, every fucking joke is a misunderstanding. So if you don't really like misunderstandings, you probably won't like this kind of comedy. But I love the comedy, and I like misunderstandings, I guess. Not what?
Yakino Tomo.
What?
I think it's better than stupid other Setekai.
Yeah, of course it is. No. What are you talking about?
Wait, no, I like Setekai.
Well, oh my god, Gabe, don't say that you... have you even watched Mitsunomori?
Yeah, some of it.
Oh my god.
I didn't... Wait, what does that have to do with anything? I said I like Setekai.
Mitsunomori is horrible. That's what it has to do with. It's bad.
Anyway, I don't know. I like this anime. I don't care what Gabe says. I think it's funnier than a lot of the shows that came out.
What did I say?
You said that you thought this Moki Holmes was funnier and that Yakuin Domo was funnier.
I didn't say it wasn't funny.
So you still belittle it in front of me.
I'm going to go watch Yakuin Domo. I'll be back.
My God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Shut up.
That show.
What are you talking about?
What?
I liked it.
It's so bad.
Alright. Then what else?
I don't really have anything else to say. That's basically it. Misunderstandings, the comedy. It's a funny show. There's one really good character in there that's not really in the first season, but is in the second season called what's her name? Kirishita or whatever?
Yeah, perfect. I didn't see the second season.
What you remember that girl, Dave, the tall one.
Yeah, she's in the first season. Okay. Sometimes.
She's barely in the first season. She was my favorite character in the entire series because of how awesome she was. And that was one of the only really good characters in. Because when it gets to the second season, the sadistic or like queen girl becomes super fat and her character just becomes bloated. That's it.
Throughout the anime,
she starts worrying about her weight. But she doesn't do much about it. She just keeps eating. So by the time the second season comes around, every time she's on screen, she's eating something. It doesn't matter what. Like, it's corn dogs or, like, potatoes.
That's her character.
Yeah, she changes characters from a sadistic girl to a food-loving girl halfway through the series. And, I don't know, I guess Futaba, the strong one, kind of changes, gets a little bit creepy from her. From her younger sister or whatever, and turns a little bit creepy halfway through the series too. And then the creepy girl the creepy girl goes a little cute halfway through the series. So they all change a little bit, I guess, from season one to season two. But I don't know. It was really funny. I liked the show. And the characters were somewhat interesting, regardless of if you like buck teeth or not. So, and Gabe should definitely finish this and not rewatch Yakuin Domo. So I give this...
I'm already on episode two. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever. Fuck you. I give this anime a solid 4 out of 5. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
Oh, you heard that?
The ending to this.
What?
I really like the little ending to Mitsunomori. Like, it wasn't...
The ending, you know, solid. The ending.
The ending. Where, like, they're just showing how, like, they were small and...
Yeah, you know, their father is really good, too. Regardless of how, like...
Yeah.
Pedo-ific he looks. He's a guy. He just loves his daughters. And at the end, it was a very heartwarming scene with the family as they were walking down the street. And he was reminiscing about how they used to be young. And, always help him out with stuff, and now they're all grown up and stuff. But he's like, oh, they haven't changed. They just got more, you know, cuter and nicer and stuff. So yeah. It was a heartwarming ending. I don't know if they're going to make another season, though. Probably not.
Probably not.
Manga does have 216 chapters. Who knows?
Well, this season only got like...
Just about as likely as a Spice and Wolf 3.
Just about. Not really, since the second season only had 8 episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes. It's not much. You know, what... I don't know.
Oh, whatever. I like the series. I don't care if anyone didn't like it. I know there's a lot of people who didn't like this series, but I liked it. It's a personal thing, I guess. Personal comedy. Hmm. I know Dave wouldn't have liked it as much as a lot of other comedies, though.
I liked it still, regardless.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. I have nothing more.
This joke they made in Yaku and Domo is so funny.
Oh, shut up.
Was it about periods again? Was it that joke?
Yeah. Which one?
Okay. I guess it's my turn.
Yes. What are you reviewing, Dave?
I'm reviewing a manga that I read over the past few days.
Oh my god, a manga.
Oh my god.
I know, it's so wild. And I got really into it, and I really wanted to review it this week. So, it is called Battle Royale. And did anyone see the movie or read the novel?
Yes. Saw the movie.
King, you watched Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought a lot of people seen that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. I haven't seen it, though.
I haven't seen it.
Well, no, no one expects you to see it, Gabe. Don't worry.
I hear mixed things about it.
You just never...
That's another battle thing.
Anyways, Battle Royale is...
Just blood on everything.
Manliness. Okay. Manly.
Jeez.
What... What it's about is it takes place in a futuristic society, a totalitarian in Japan, where there's a TV program that exists where they take one classroom out of 50 other ones to play a game where the kids have to fight for survival. And this like program is like government sponsored or whatever, because it gets so much ratings that it helps the economy so much. So these people, the kids in the classroom can't really do much about it. They just have to play the game or try to survive. And it's very random. Like, you'll see, like, this one classroom that they're choosing in the manga. Like, they're on this... It starts at, like, a really unexpected time. Like, they're on this graduation trip, and they're being gassed, and then they all wake up in the classroom to find out that they've been chosen. So, like, you can't really expect that you're going to be invited into this program. So they all wake up, like, with these metal bands around their necks. And what these bands are is that they have to participate in the program, or else these bands will explode and their heads will fall off, you know? And they'll die.
Wow. That's just fucked up, man.
Have you seen the movie?
What kind of Japan is this?
No, it's a totalitarian. Yeah.
Have you seen the actual movie, Dave?
I saw parts of it, and
it's so bloody.
Yeah, but manga's like, oh jeez, yeah, you have to read the manga.
There was one. Dave posted one picture from Battle Royale, and it was a guy pissing on people. That was how manly it was.
I mean, I saw some scenes of the Battle Royale, and it's not. It is nowhere close to being bloody as it is in the manga. It is gruesome, the way they show it. Like, you'll see, like, limbs being torn out of bodies and heads being blown up, brains being splattered everywhere. It makes, like, Elfen Lied looks like My Little Pony. And it's so gory. And it's disgusting. If you can, like, eat while you're reading this, I congratulate you, because it's disgusting. It's really...
And Dave read Uzumaki.
Sorry. His inflection in his voice is funny.
Elfen Lied like My Little Pony, huh, Dave? Someone's going to make that crossover now, you know? You understand that, right?
Right. But the rules of the program is that everyone has to participate, and they all have to kill each other until one person is left standing. And they have to, like, one person has to die every 24 hours. At least one person, or else all the headbands will blow off, basically. So there are, like, some
people...
What
is this called again? I kind of want to read this.
It's called Battle Royale. It's 120 chapters long. It's not that long.
Are you sure this wasn't set up by Jigsaw or something?
Seriously. Yeah, it's kind of like Saw. Say that. It is kind of like Saw. It's kind of like most dangerous kind of game kind of thing. But there are, like, people... There are students who, like, are very scared and they don't want to participate. There are those who take the game seriously and don't care.
Yeah, there's some that like it. You know,
this kind of reminds me of that manga Yakuza Girl, kind of. It sounds like it.
Yakuza Girl's so stupid. I don't know why you love that so
much. Yakuza Girl's a harem. Sorry.
But, it is so stupid.
Oh my god. Fine, I'll read Bloody Royale or whatever it's called.
But the main character you follow is like Shuya, I think. And he's like one of the good guys that is just trying to get through, and like he's trying to convince the other students to just like, we should cooperate and let's see if we can beat this thing. Because they're basically, when they wake up and they find that they're on their island and they can't get off because they're being monitored by like everyone. There's cameras everywhere. They're on the metal, bands have like audio tracks on them, so they can like, the people who are running the program can hear into what their conversations and what they're saying. And it's kind of like they're getting, a lot of people in this manga get paranoid and they go very crazy, as in they lose their minds practically. It's sad to see how these like teenagers go mentally insane against each other. And you know, there are some people who you don't really care about that get killed, but then there are those who like you feel sorry for, because some of them, you'll go into their past and you'll see how bad they just had it, and they were just that unlucky that they had to participate in this program. And it's like, it's really intense. Like, you'll see these battles drawn out, and you're really hoping that some of these characters that you're attached with, just hopefully that they'll make it out in the end. And it's so very sad when you see some of what happens to these kids. It's horrible. But it was very interesting, and it really kept my attention. I didn't really like the character art style. It looks like something from the 90s. Like, the girls have, like, these huge eyeballs.
And I thought Battle Royale was pretty old.
Yeah. This came out in 1999, and it finished in 2006.
The 90s.
Well, I mean, like...
The movie based on the manga, or the manga based on the movie?
The manga is based on the novel.
Which the movie is based off of.
And the movie is based off the manga, I think.
I think it's based off the novel, actually.
I don't know.
I love novel adaptations.
The novel is the central force here. That's where it all starts. Then the manga.
I love novels, but nobody translates enough. Everything's about anime and manga. Who cares about anime and manga?
I think the novel's translated, though. Somewhere it's on the internet or something.
I know, but in general, I mean.
Yeah. Did you just say in some internet?
No, in general.
No, not you. Never mind.
You'll find it somewhere, I guess. But I mean, like I said, this is very gruesome. It's very detailed how they draw these body parts, these eyeballs being torn out of their bodies. This is also like one of the cons I've had against this. Like, sometimes you see, it feels like these bodies are a little too fragile. Like, people can get shot up and their limbs are already torn out. Like, it's just being gruesome for the sake of being gruesome. But, I don't know. It's still very interesting. I really enjoy the stories. And I really wish you'd read this, King and Ven, or anyone else, or Gabe. It's really interesting. Because I don't think the movie is that as good. Like, I saw some parts of it, and
you saw some parts. The movie is really bloody.
But then again, Dave, you're not really that big of a fan of Japanese live-action movies, are you?
I'm not. Not really. But I mean, I think it's just done more. I saw some scenes and I felt that it was just much done better in the manga.
Much done better.
And I think the ending's different. I'm not sure, but I really enjoyed Battle Royale, and I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. This has been Anime After Life Podcast, episode 18. Thank you for listening.